And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Commuter Radio 98.1 FM and going over to our friends also on 89.0 Free FM, coming out of the Tron, going throughout the Waikato. Hope you guys are enjoying this beautiful, beautiful late winter's day out there. It's got that spring feel about it, hadn't it, folks, today? Very warm in the sunshine and stuff like that out here in Whangarei anyway, so hope you are looking forward to the show. I am. Later on, I'm going to be replaying an interview I did with Scotty Harvey from UOK Bro, who was here on Saturday. And so we'll be doing that a bit later, but we'll go through some weather and some. I'll do a What's On guide and things like that as well, I guess, and other bits and bobs as we go through the show. But for now, folks, I'm going to play for you a Beatles song, Baby You're a Rich Man. There with Baby a Rich Man, and how does it feel to be one of the beautiful people, folks? And I'm going to go through the few What's On things happening today, and of course up the community out there, house up there, Mike and the good people up there are doing a Kohar Kai like they do every Wednesday. It goes from 12 till 2. You just cruise in there, have a feed. They usually have soups and breads and a dessert and these sorts of things up there, so everybody's welcome. Cruise along if you can afford it. Take your Kohar along with you. And also up there today is the Justice of the Peace from 1 o'clock. So if you want to see one, get there early. It's first come, first serve. Serve kind of basis up there for that one. Also at 3:30 there's Freedom to Fly classes, jazz classes, happening at St. Peter's Church Hall. Then the Raglan Theatre Academy is on at 3:30 at the Raglan Town Hall right here. To be in the main room just along from the Raglan Community Radio HQ here. Thank you, Bob. What's this? Bob just dropped me. Oh, yep. Sweet as, Bob. And where was I? Yes, and then the Ragtime's ukulele group is happening at 4 o'clock at the Old School Arts Centre. Then there's Kickboxing for Youth at 4:30 at the Raglan Town Hall yet again. And there's Kids Karate Kyokushin at the Kokiri Centre from 4:30 also. Clashhead Members Night, excuse me, at 5 o'clock at the Old School Arts Centre down at the Harbour View Hotel tonight. The pizza special, $20, 5 flight at the Harbour View Hotel. The Reagan Club's having a club night raffle and member prize draws from 6 o'clock. Musicians Night at the Yard tonight from 6:30. And also John will be holding his men's circle from 7 o'clock at the Old School. There's a few things happening there today. Always a busy day. Beautiful Whangaroa on a Wednesday. And also, straight outside on the entranceway to the town hall here, there is the good people next door, the Whangaroa Environment Centre, have got the Aroha stand out the front there. So cruise along, grab your seeds. They've got some potting mix and things like that. And the Tool Library is also open, and Katie's in there working hard, like always. And, yes, I think that's it I can think of. Yes, Katie. All right. Hang on. Katie's hollering at me, but I can't hear what she says. I'll put on a song, and I'll bring whatever she's saying to you. Katie, what is it? Here comes Katie.
Kia ora, Craig. I'm working.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Good afternoon. I'm working so hard and I need a holiday, Craig. But guess what?
What?
The sun is shining.
It's a beautiful day out
there. The birds are tweeting.
Yes, they are.
And we've got Massport lawnmowers available for hire.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. There we are. There we go, folks. Massport lawnmowers right near next door. Katie, you'll be on later on, Katie, doing the soccer show. She's not going to do her show today. Okay. All right. Well, there you are. You heard Katie on air today anyway. All right, folks. So now I'm going to play for you a song by the Mutton Birds called Pulled Along by Love. And I'm playing this because Don McGlashan is going to be at the Yard in a few weeks. I don't know if it's sold out. I got my tickets the other day, but it will sell out. So check it out if you're interested to go see one of Aotearoa's preeminent songwriters, singer-songwriters. And here's one called Pulled Along by Love from the Mutton Birds when he was in that band.
In the sandstone, lines of faces keeping their secrets. They're thinking about the weekend, they're thinking about new clothes, they're thinking about touching, but everyone's watching. They're buttoned up against it, all the king's horses and all the five senses. And dreams so fleeting, where the carpets are deep and the ends are all meeting. They're pulled along by love. Pulled along by love, pulled along by love. Maybe he's a good son, maybe he has bad dreams, maybe she's staying, but she thought about leaving. And maybe those two have been together for ages. Or maybe they're strangers from different stations. And they're pulled along by love. They're pulled along. We'll be right back.
about the weekend. We're thinking about new clothes. We're thinking about touching, but everyone's watching. We're buttoned up against it. We wrap ourselves around it like fire in a blanket. Dreams so fleeting, where the carpets are deep and the ends are all meeting. And we're pulled along by love. We're pulled along by love. And we're pulled along by love. We're pulled along by love.
Fuzzy fade out there, isn't it? That's Don McGlashan there from the Mutton Birds, who's going to be in town, I think it's the start of next month, a few weeks away, something like that anyway. So, yeah, get your tickets there. It's not really too late, folks, and we're going to do some weather here. Now on the Over the Fence show, and a weak cold front is coming to New Zealand this weekend and next Monday. But for the most part, New Zealand is leaning towards being drier than average for the remainder of August, with a big uptick in high pressure. There was to be coastal showers around both islands, and by Sunday and Monday, a cold change heads up with New Zealand, with even a little bit of dusting of snow, I guess, around the Central Plateau on Monday. And Australia has plenty of coastal showers in the east, otherwise high pressure is dominating much of our mates over the ditch there for the rest of August, and September sees low pressure in the Tassie. So there may yet be some rain coming for us, but like I said earlier, it's a beautiful day out there today. Yeah, it's got that real spring feel about it. And I've seen some jonquils around. I haven't seen any daffodils. Yeah, I have actually seen at the horticulture thing. Someone had daffodils there. So there's a bit of that happening already. And where was I at here? Yes, the forecast for today. Mainly settled. And around here in the Waikato, what can we expect? Well, up north, there's going to be a bit of cloud drifting in from the Tassie, and then there's going to be a few light showers, mainly in the west. And gentle southwesterlies doesn't even look like it's going to have a shower out here today. Auckland's a bit cloudier in the north of Auckland, and there may be some sun South Auckland kind of ways, and here in the Waikato. And over in the Bay of Plenty also, mostly sunny, except for maybe fog in the morning and night. So there's a few of the daily headlines, and what have we got for the rest of the week? I think it's supposed to be about 13 degrees, but it feels warmer than that. May or may not be, I don't know. But, yeah, the high is going to be for the rest of the week anyway, somewhere between 13 and 15 degrees, pretty much. Saying it's going to be cloudy, a little bit cloudy than it is today, tomorrow, and the next day. But, yeah, there's hardly any even clouds around out there today. Saturday is going to be beautiful and sunny. Could be a bit of a shower. About 3.6 mils they're expecting on a Sunday, and Monday a little bit of rain as well, and then it kind of, yeah, it's pretty fine and sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and then maybe, next Thursday and Friday expecting a few showers and things like that as well. But, so that's the nighttime temperature is going to be 4 degrees tonight. It's been 5 degrees pretty much constantly when I wake up in my house in the mornings and things like that. So it'll be 4 today, 5, then 7, then 9, then 8, then 5, then 6. Around about that range for nighttime temperatures. And the winds today, southwesterly, and tomorrow, southwesterly. And then they move easterly Friday, west southwesterlies for Saturday, Sunday. And then back to southwesterlies into early next week. It's not too blowy out there. It's probably the winds are looking to be the blowiest on, let me see, Sunday, Monday, something like that. So that's kind of weather. Humidity today is 71%. And the sun rose this morning at 6:57. And we'll set this evening at 5:52. And the length of visible light is 11 hours and 48 minutes, coming up to the 12-hour mark, aren't we, folks? And the actual day length is 10 hours and 54 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 11 seconds longer than it is today. So the days are still rapidly stretching out, which is great. And the beautiful waxing crescent moon, I've seen it, I think it was last night anyway, hanging in the sky, but I haven't seen it too much, I must say, over the last few nights. But that's going to rise, well, it did rise this morning at 9:59. And yes, waxing crescent sort of stage, and it's going to go full moon on 31st of August. So there's the weather for you. And here goes David Byrne with Tiny Apocalypse.
Shake them lazy bones, read the t-shirt but still don't understand. Coming home with a little apocalypse, it comes now. Do you have time for this? A three-tone carpet and a Jackie Chan spear. Looking at a hairdo and a belly full of beer. Well, I ain't no poet, ain't got no rhyme, but I got me a car and I know how to drive. In the event of pressure loss, looking at the body, well, I don't even know his name. Call me in the morning, was a friend of mine. Well, the wind's so strong, it's blowing us all around. Wind's so strong, nobody settle down. Every day another apocalypse. Had a TV, but I don't know how deep it is.
Please read the print out. Emotional, illogical, sensational. Little sister gotta take her medicine. Baby brother gonna do it all again. Run fast but cannot catch the bus. Funny feeling, this is part of us.
And you must take your medicine. Getting better.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was David Byrne there with Tiny Apocalypse, and we're going to do some gardening to-dos now here on the Over the Fence show. And today is the last day of the new moon phase, so good time to prick out the leafy green seedlings and get on top of your slug and snail populations. Yeah, I need to do that, all right. But anyways, and tomorrow is the first day of the first quarter moon phase, and excellent time to dig in green manure crops and apply lime to help it break down. Also to sow and plant peas and protect from slugs and snails, and prick out your tomato seedlings. So yeah, it's coming to the spring pretty quickly, folks. And with a lot of this, things are going to start growing, weeds in your plants and things. So an exciting time in the gardens, and what can you plant? Right now, well, these things. Grab a pen and paper, folks. It's apples, asparagus, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, cabbage, calendula, cauliflower, coriander, cyclamen, feijoas, forget-me-nots, gladiolus, kale, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, mesclunaran, onions, oranges, parsley, parsnip, peas, peaches, pears, plums, radish, raspberry, rhubarb, rocket, roses, silver beet, spinach, and a strawberry. There's a few other things you can get on with in the garden. And it's like 50 years or so since hip-hop started. I heard a couple of people say now, so I'm going to play some New Zealand hip-hop for you now. This one's Damn Native, Behold My Cork Style. This one goes out to you, Mike, up there at the community house. Hope you're having a great day up there.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Marty. One up, roughing up on my bass guitar. My skills allow me break the tension or the tackle like Jonah Nomu on attack. I paid my dues from here to Timbuktu and back. Mad if I have my crew up in the house, it makes the difference. It is my preference. Revert to reference, crack the ill style with my part two to open up you. In the meanwhile, I still pursue to inject you with my hoariest intelligence. So intelligent, make way for the native of all back on your hill. I stop the sun up just like my legendary prophet, god like son of Papa to a nuku. Maui, to make the days longer, erupt, I run up like Ruomoko, king of volcanoes, commotion like it was the Springbok tour, the only one representing my hoary ways, total go to my hill, 10-8-R just about every day, it's the peak of fight funk, hoary on the loose, hide a mind, set it off, Marty produce. Behold my cool style, while I greet the funk with my Marty,
the incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style, while I greet the funk with my Marty,
the incredible.
Behold my cool style, while I greet the funk with my Marty,
the incredible.
Behold my cool star while I beat the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Sworn to wage war, I pledge allegiance to all Iwi who cuts ties with Lizano people trying to deceive me by the way I manage to be the proud hoary I am. I take a armor, we will know me as the horrified addict of tongue tricks, local strength. I keep my fitness, wanna roughen up on my bass guitar. My skills allow me, it's the next step I haven't hit yet. Next time round, I ram dance hall. I get much respect. The world is yours, but the production is mine this time. Throw your spanner in my work, you'll be ready for the line this time around. You hold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
You hold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom. My reign of terror, soon as my lyric hits, undeniably proven I inhabit on mics with all vigor. The boy never quits practicing in eloquence, the return of the dread eye since 86, forceful, fuck you're making me live it, wrapped up in unfat, fuck the super medalist, man I'm the gold winner, proven fact that damn is good, native that's the name I took and none let off the hook. Brothers, listen up to my commentary, my use of words, killer, send your skills to the word cemetery. Will the multitudes handle hoary attitudes, the criticizers are the skillless and the rude.
Incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original. And original.
All right, folks, that's Damn Native there with Behold My Cool Style. Goes up to you, Mike, up there at the community house. And now I'm going to play for you a song called Blue Meanies by Possum. Here we go. There was Possum there with a song called Blue Minis, which may or may not be about a certain type of mushroom. But anyways, folks, now I'm going to play for you a song. I mean, not a song. The interview I did, I think it was Thursday morning, with Scotty Harvey, who was here in the town hall on Saturday just gone. So you'll hear in the interview me talking about upcoming this Saturday, but it was already been last Saturday. And yeah, it was a great day. Very interesting, and he's a good dude. You know, he does this sort of thing for love, outside of his 9-to-5 job as a social worker. So, and as soon as You Okay, Bro, and he's over from Tauranga kind of ways. But yeah, no, it was great to see him over here, and hopefully we can get him back again to join our community again for chats about mental health, basically, and what we can do and how we can support each other and things like that. So we probably won't get through all of this interview today, but I'll give it a whirl anyway. Here's Scotty Harvey from UOK, bro. My name's Craig, and I am here in the studio for an interview this morning with Scotty Harvey from UOK, bro. He's a busy man, so he couldn't get on to Aaron's morning show, but he's got time now to join me on the phone. And g'day, Scotty. Good morning.
Morena, Craig, bro, and morena, Raglan. Hope you're all having a beautiful morning.
Oh, it is a lovely morning here, Scotty. Beautiful, sunny. Oh, it's not quite, the sun's not quite up yet, but it will. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Pukahinahina or Gate Park. I'm sitting on the balcony and looking at Mowo or Mount Whanganui. And, just sitting there having my morning coffee.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah. Going to be a sunny day over there, you reckon?
Well, hopefully, because I'm pumping up my car for Saturday.
Yes.
So I've got some nice bright colours, and yeah, got a pimp it up today. So, yeah.
Man, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it is, mate.
And your car, that's, I suppose people can jump on UOK Bro on Facebook to check out your wagon. Yep.
Absolutely. So it's a 1997 Toyota Camry, and it's a car that you can't miss. And the number plate on it says UOK Bro, and it just makes everybody engage, makes everybody talk, and it starts a conversation. And it's amazing, you know. I get people driving past me, tooting, and I've had people flip their lights at me, and I've pulled over, and we've talked about mental health, how they're feeling, you know. And so it breaks down barriers. Yeah, because straight away you're talking about your mental health or how you're feeling, or, you know, it's an amazing tool. So on the bonnet, it has, and all over the car, it's got white paint on it that I've painted from house paint. And what I've done is I've got a little sign on it, and I want to get the community to help the community. So, you know, I'm a registered social worker. And I thought, well, you know, the community can help me as well. So these people that have written, you know, how they've got through mental health, you know, these people that have written whānau that have passed away from suicide. There's a lot of names on there. And, you know, it's about taking the whānau on a holiday in December. We're all going to go down to the South Island and go right round down to Bluff and back and do interventions and have a holiday together.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just an amazing tool, and, you know, I can go anywhere in New Zealand and straight away people talk about their mental health. They talk about their, you know, they're going through domestic violence, they're going through drugs, you know, guys that are in gangs have come up to me, what do I do to get out of it, you know? So, you know, it's an amazing tool. I normally have a trailer as well, but my trailer, when I went over to the East Coast, decided to lose one of the wheels on the way back, which normally holds all my swag that I have to sleep in, and I sort of go anywhere. And so my trailer won't be coming over in the weekend because one of my bros is fixing it at the moment.
Nice.
So, the car and me are coming over to Ragland and listening and having a yarn.
Awesome, yes. And you'll be right here in the town hall from like 11 till about 4 or something like that. So everyone knows, and there's posters being dropped around town, and it's all over social media and that now. So, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's going to be just the yarn, you know. What can we do? What can yous do? You know, I don't live in Ragland, but I've been there 25 years ago and listen to Dave Dobbin on his guitar in the pub there. And, you know, but for me it's about coming over and going, you're an amazing community, you know, how can we help each other?
And Whangarā is an amazing community, really is. Yep.
And, you know, it's about, you know, I'm going to, when people come on Saturday, bring some paper and some coloured pens, because I'm going to ask you one question, yeah? And it will be, what does your life look like through the eyes of a pumpkin?
Yep. Okay.
And it takes 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And everyone's got to be quiet, and they've got to draw it. And what happens is that you see people, what they're actually, how they're feeling. So, you know, my background is I was in Australia working with Yamagin and Noongar mob over there.
And where are they, Scotty?
They're in Perth.
Perth, yeah.
And Sudanese kids, Māori kids, every nationality you can think of. And because I'm so dyslexic, You know, I've always thought, you know, let's work through a way of drawing pictures. And so I was working with 40 at a time, youth between 17 and 24.
Yeah.
And they would draw how their world was through the eyes of a pumpkin, you know, and the stories that come out of those pictures were mind-blowing, you know, from kids that have been through trauma, kids that have seen drugs, kids that are doing drugs, kids that have been, you know, physical abuse, and everything, you know, and their mental health and all that sort of stuff. And it's an amazing tool to see how people's worlds are.
Wow.
You know, and it's, you know, some people write a story, some people do poems, some people, you know, just sit there. And I've had one lady that put a black dot in it. And, you know, sitting there with 40 other youth, and I went, what's the black dot? And she goes, that's my world.
Gee whiz.
And she told her story, and it was horrific, you know. And, you know, I sat there, you know, and talked about her mental health, and next minute all the youth are helping her. And, you know, now she's got a job and her life has changed, you know, because that opened up the communication for everybody, you know. And I live with mental health. I have bipolar. I've been really, really well for the last 4 years.
Good on you, man.
And, yeah, and it's about, you know, knowing who you are and not being afraid to go, I'm okay, you know, and to go up to someone and go, are you okay? So I sit anywhere in the country. I've been to Petone and Wellington. I've been to right up to Paperang, or I've been to Auckland. I've been the turn off between Tauranga, Matamata and Hamilton. I've sat in the middle of the little grass area there. I've sat out at Te Puna. I've sat in so many different places. And I just sit there with my car, and I have two signs. And it says, are you okay, bro? And if you're not, come and have a yarn. And I just sit there. And I've been there from 9 o'clock, and I've sat there till 4 o'clock. And the amount of people that stop and talk to me about their mental health, or what do I do? How do I support my daughter? How do I support my son that's going through mental health? You know, and giving them the tools. You know, and when whānau have lost whānau to suicide or traumatic stuff, you know, they go, what do I do now? You know, and the social services, as we know, is just so busy.
Yeah, and, overrun, you know, and underfunded for sure.
Absolutely, you know, so I've decided, well, on my weekends, because I work full-time as a social worker at Te Tuaranga Whānau in Greeton. Mm-hmm. In the weekends, I go out to the community and I just sit there, you know, and it's a well-being place for me. I keep myself well doing it, you know, and sometimes I have nobody stopping off, but what my car is so bright and so out there, it puts smiles on people's faces. And I'm thinking, I don't even have to talk to you, because I've just put a smile on your face because of my car. You know, and it can be that easy, you know. And you know, my goal is to become a mobile social worker.
Yeah.
And you know, with a bus, and go anywhere in New Zealand, you know, go see the farmers, go to communities that are so isolated that take 50 minutes to get to community mental health. You know, or, you know, the services are so busy that you have to wait 3 weeks for an appointment. And that's just reality, you know. So it's about what can we do. And what I've done is started to go, right, I'm going to go sit somewhere. And it works. It just so works, you know. And that's my passion, and it will happen, you know. And, you know, 2024 is going to be when the, you know, the bus will be up there, you know, and I'm just going to sit anywhere, everywhere in New Zealand, you know, and if someone sends a referral through to me that, you know, that could be in Invercargill, we've got a man that's unwell on the farm, you know, he can't get away from the farm because he's milking and he's calving and all that, I can say, right, I'll be down there tomorrow afternoon, and go see him on the farm, you know, give him a hand with the milking, you know, to help him, you know, and, you know, not to take whānau away from their work, you know, we send an ambulance to someone that has broken their leg, hypothetically, in the workplace. Yeah, but if someone's really unwell in the workplace with their mental health, we tell people to go home. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how dangerous it is. If you don't understand what it feels like to be so unwell with your mental health, you know, you driving home from a workplace can be so dangerous. You know, you're stuck in your own head. You know, you're driving home. And I've done it myself, and I did it in Perth. I got told to go home because my mental health was so bad. And then I driving down Reed Highway, and I saw a truck in front of me, and I pulled my car right over to the other lane, and I was only probably 2 meters away from it, and I pulled away.
Wow.
You know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, it's all about, you know, health and safety and all that. You know, the workplaces, you know, why don't we have mental health and social workers and all that sitting at a workplace anywhere in New Zealand? You know, because, you know, there's so much shame about going to community mental health, or you're waiting and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
If you have someone in your community that someone can go and have a yarn to, it breaks down barriers.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and that's my goal. So it's about, you know, getting all our social workers, if we can, you know, into buses.
Yeah.
And let's get out there. You know, community mental health funding, you know, there's a lot of money sitting. You know, we know that the government gave millions and millions of dollars. But what about the people that live, you know, say, in Maricopa?
Yep.
You know, they've still got 60-minute or, you know, 45 minutes to drive to a hauora or to the doctors. And if you've got to go to community mental health, you're going right into Hamilton.
Yep.
You know, and that's a long drive, you know. And, you know, if people haven't got the money to fully car up to go there, you know, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, what do we do? You know, and so it can be simple if we choose it to be. And that's my goal, to get my bus and go to the community so I can sleep in my bus, but go to Raglan, or, you know, if you're having a big surf competition, there'll always be an ambulance there, because of someone breaking their back or whatever from surfing, you know. But why is there not a bus for people's mental health?
Yeah, quite right. Yeah, it's equally as dangerous.
Absolutely. You know, and how many people do we hear? Oh, I go ride on my Harley, on my bike, you know, to feel well. I go surfing, I go to the bush for my well-being. Absolutely fantastic, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's when we go home,
yeah,
you know, and we're stuck in our room, and we're overthinking, and we're looking at the roof going, what have I done? Why aren't I good enough? And all that sort of stuff, which is our growing our own maladjustment.
It's that inner critic can be loud.
Absolutely, you know, and that, you know, we talk about, you know, overthinking stuff, you know, what people have said to us, you know, you're too fat, you're ugly, you're bald, you've got an ugly goatee. And we go home and then we look at the roof going, oh my God, you know, I'm so, you know, people are thinking I'm overweight, oh, I need to lose weight and all that. Well, actually, that's their thought.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you're happy in yourself, we shouldn't worry about it. You know,
quite,
but
quite right, yeah.
You know, but we grow that thought, you know, social media, you know, when people, you know, we talk about our rangatahi, you know, getting so affected by social media, you know, 80-90% of that will be maladjustments. Yeah, what people are saying and all that. And then these youth go home and they sit in their room, which is kapai, you know, because that's their safe space.
Yeah.
But when they've been told at school, you know, they're not good enough, or, you know, you're not clever enough, or you will never be an A-grade mechanic because you're dyslexic, you know, you start overthinking stuff, yeah?
Mm.
And then whānau go, well, you know, what's wrong with you, you know? And then, and I see it and I hear it every day,
yeah,
you know, and... You know,
and it just compounds, right? Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. You know, and you know, we're all amazing in our own way.
Yes,
and it's about belief, you know, and believing in ourselves, and not taking on other people's thoughts, which can be so hard.
Yeah, can
you
be.
Know, and you know, and then we get so unwell and whānau worry about us, and then we get unwell, more unwell, more unwell, and then we go, okay, it's time for me to go to the doctor. Well, you've got another 3-week wait.
Yeah.
Or you go to community mental health and they go, you know, it's all circumstantial stuff, i.e., you know, I've broken up with my girlfriend. You know, I've got no money, I've just lost my job, you know, I'm smoking heaps of weed at the moment, you know, I'm doing meth or whatever,
yeah?
But you have decided in yourself to go get help, but then the system says, well, you know, you've got 3 weeks before you can get an appointment, and they're going, but I've just decided to come and get help, and now you're telling me to go back home?
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Isn't it, really, when you think about it like that? Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, so you're sitting there for 3 weeks and then that's when the crisis happens, you know, and people are wanting just to go, I need help, you know, and, you know, I've been down at the marina, I've been down at Gay Par here, at the supermarket with my car, and people have just come up to me and started talking to me about my mental health, you know, or about their mental health. And I'll sit in the car with them. You know, I have no problem sitting in the car or in my car or someone's car about their mental health, because 90% of the time it's just circumstantial stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about them talking. You know, I'm not there to fix them. I'm there to listen. You know, and when they're finished, I can give them... You know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? You know, you are amazing. You know, can you, you know, have you thought about trying this for your type of work?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it can be so easy, you know, and the system is clogged, and that's the sad thing about it. But, you know, we can all, as a community, you know, have a little... marquee, or not even a marquee, can be two seats with a sign saying, are you okay?
Yep.
Come and have a yarn.
Yeah, and could be anywhere, you know, probably off the main street, out the back somewhere or something, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and if you've got the seats in front of the water, you know, yeah, there's no shame because people can't see who it is. You know, you've got your back to everyone.
Yeah.
But you can talk.
Yeah, there's unfortunately still that stigma around, isn't there, you know? So, yeah.
Well, you know, and that's the sad thing about it. You know, stigma is... But stigma is a thought.
Yes.
You know, and if we change that thought to go, actually, I am unwell and I need help, less than 3 weeks, I need help now.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or, hey, there's someone down at the beachfront just sitting there. I can go and have a yarn to him or her. You know, we do, it's about, you know, not just professionals, you know. It's about people just sitting in the community going, hey, I can listen to people. You know, I don't need to get paid for it. I do it because I love my community. I love people in this area.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to just sit here and listen to people, you know. And that's what I do. I don't get paid for it. I don't want to get paid for it. Because, you know, the biggest thrill is listening to someone going, thanks, man. Thanks for listening to me, bro. You know, and I go, ka pai, you all good. You know, here's my phone number if you ever need it. So, yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, I've been in a place where an 82-year-old granddad rode past me on his bike, and he goes, what's this car about, boy? And I said, oh, it's about mental health. And he goes, oh, you know, I'm old school. I get through anything. I went, oh, come on. And I said, you know, how's your family? And he said, oh, my wife is dying of cancer at the moment.
Yeah.
And he said, we've been married for 50-odd years. I love her. My daughter is coming over from England to spend some time with her. And he told me a little bit about her. And I said, and how are you? And he just burst out crying.
Right.
And so we talked, and I said, you know, I'm always here. And, you know, we put some plans together for him just by talking. And, you know, we talked for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And he goes, bloody hell, boy, I can't believe you made me cry. But, you know, but he yeah. said, thank you, mate. I really appreciate you talking to me, you know. And, you know, it was that easy. Just because I had the car sitting there and I was just sitting there on my seat.
Yeah, yeah. And there we are, folks. That was Scotty Harvey there from UOK, bro. I cut that a bit short, but you can see the whole, you can listen to the rest of the whole interview there on the Raglan Community Radio. It's a podcast now, so Raglan Community Radio website, and or dig it up out of the archives and that. And that's kind of it for the show today. I hope you enjoyed it and enjoy the beautiful sunshine while I got it out there, folks. And yeah, just to remind you, that was actually last weekend that he was here. The weekend just gone, so yeah, it's not this weekend coming up, but it was last weekend just gone. But so yeah, just to clear that up. And yeah, have a great day out there, folks. Enjoy yourselves if you can get a chance, sit in sunshine for a little while. And yeah, here comes spring pretty soon. So take care, folks. Ka kite. I'm going to go out with the Phoenix Foundation song, Bob Lennon, John Dylan. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great day, great week, and I'll be back again next week, all going well.